Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy signed Senator Lyman Hoffman's Senate Bill 243 last week, which raises the maximum kilowatt hour available to residential customers from 500 kilowatt hours to 750 kilowatt hours per month. Senator Lyman Hoffman testified on the Senate floor earlier this year.
The endowment, as was stated, has been underfunded from its original concept for the last 15 years. It was initially set up for 750 kilowatts, was reduced to 500 back in the year 2000. Today, the state has invested $1.1 billion into the fund.
Alaska's PCE program was established in the mid-80s to provide economic assistance to communities and residents of rural electric utilities, where the cost of electricity is 3 to 5 times higher than costs in urban areas of the state. The program is funded by the earnings of the PCE Endowment Fund and subsidizes utilities for nearly 200 communities and nearly 82,000 residents.
Let's make no mistake about it, this fund, although its primary purpose is to assist in the high cost of energy throughout rural Alaska, it was expanded a few years ago to community assistance. That is a program that is widely accepted throughout the state of Alaska, and every community are assisted through the earnings from the Power Cost Equalization Program. Although the program is called the Power Cost Equalization Program, virtually every citizen of the state of Alaska benefits directly or indirectly by this fund.
In signing the bill, Governor Dunleavy said that Alaska is faced with the highest inflation rate seen in 40 years, adding that Alaskan families, especially those in rural Alaska, are struggling to keep up with the rising costs of gasoline, foods, and basic foods. The bill also updates the PCE Endowment Fund from a 4% nominal return to a prudent investment rule. The city of Sultana is accepting applications for the mini-grant program from now through August the 15th. The purpose of the mini-grant program is to recognize the valued contributions being provided through the volunteer efforts of community organizations and agencies on behalf of the community. It was established to provide funding to a wide range of civic programs, services, and events that contribute to the cultural and economic environment and or health, welfare, and overall quality of life for the community and the residents. And you can be considered to get a $1,000 mini-grant, and this is for nonprofit organizations and agencies that do things on behalf of the community. To be considered, an application must be received no earlier than the first day of the application cycle, which was July 15th, and no later than midnight on August the 15th. Providing grant funding through the mini-grant program demonstrates the city's commitment to programs, services, and events that benefit the community and overall quality of life for Sultana residents, including the most vulnerable population. Applicants may apply by submitting a mini-grant application and require documents during one of the grant cycles. For additional information regarding eligibility requirements for applicants, the grant application cycles, and the type of programs, services, or events that are eligible, visit the mini grant policy on the city's website. The application and the required or supporting documentation all must be submitted together as one packet. And by the way, the eligibility includes being an ongoing civic program, service or event, political parties or candidates, religious organizations or organizations who have received non-departmental funding from the city of Sultana in the last year are not eligible for funding through the mini-grant program. Organizations with operating budgets exceeding $100,000 are not eligible. For more information and links to apply and more details, log on to our website at radiokenai.com.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.